live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who's been saying it's about time since playing Crash Bandicoot 4. It's about time, me. James Campbell.
James has come to the platformer dark side.
It's about time, guys, because I've never played Crash Bandicoot.
Ever? Not even the original
one? Not even the original.
Wow.
Not a single one. Because I thought it was a kid's game. I remember when Crash would come out, and I was like, oh, it's like a total kid's game. I'm not going to have fun playing this.
Okay.
Give me, like, the cool, like, first-person shooters I want.
Twisted Metal Black.
Yeah, stuff like that. And then I played it for the first time over the weekend. And it's great. It's so much fun. It's a kid's game, but it's definitely enjoyable for adults. Like,
look,
humor,
James,
and challenges.
You know, I thought you would have learned that by now, that gaming, well, yes, originally maybe aimed at kids, there's no age restriction on fun.
Yeah, that's very true, Robbie, but I thought Crash Bandicoot was straight up children's material, Sesame Street.
Now,
you know?
Oh, that kind of aimed at children.
Big brain plays now. You're back on the good game platformers.
Absolutely. I'm a platformer now. Some Call of Duty pros have been the victim of a robbery. Now, you won't believe how much these thieves got away with in money and gear, but we'll talk about that in just a bit, because the most anticipated game of 2020 is just weeks from being released. But could Cyberpunk 2077 be pushed back into a 2021 release? Cyberpunk 2077 is one of, if not the most anticipated game releases of 2020. Now, it was originally scheduled to be released back in April of this year, before being delayed until September, and then finally delayed again to its current release date, which is November 19th, just a few weeks away. Well, it looks like there could still be some trouble hitting that deadline, because the company behind Cyberpunk 2077 just released a statement saying that they will be crunching to try to make the November release date. Robbie, this sounds bad.
It is.
What exactly is going on here, and what is crunching?
So crunching is something that happens in the game industry. It's happened as long as there has been technology. But the idea is that you have a release date, and you have to make that release date by any means necessary.
Okay.
And if that means working 10, 12, 14-hour days, 7 days a week, then that's what you do.
So it's crunch time.
In some cases, without additional pay as well.
Ooh. Now, so this
it's
has been
terrible.
Yeah, it's been a hot topic within the gaming community and the game development community for a while. And it's less about like, oh, boo-hoo, the game developers have to work some more. It's way more about like companies who are worth billions of dollars, you know what I mean, taking advantage of the fact that they go, oh, well, you know what? We got to do it. So now you got to give up like time with your family. Like,
yes. Crunch time is the number one reason why developers end up burning out of the industry altogether. There are some stories of developer cycles basically being 4 to 5 years. And then because of nightmare crunch stories, being like, I don't want to work in this industry anymore. Imagine a career ending in 5 years because you're expected to work 80 hours a week for the exact same pay as you would have been working for 40 hours a week.
And a lot of that comes from, like, mismanagement, right?
Absolutely mismanagement.
Like, from somebody who may just be, like, a level designer or an art designer or something like that. It's not my fault all of a sudden, like, as me, a singular person in this company, that we are so far behind.
It's going to be the project manager. Why is the project manager making sure that the level designs are on?
Well, and because of the nature of how video game designing happens, sometimes, you know, you might still be designing a level that they've decided, oh, we're not going to use it anymore. For whatever reason, we've scrapped it. But by the time word gets around to you, you've already spent an entire week, 80 hours, trying to perfect this level. Now that's scrapped. We need you to start over and work on this instead.
And I think the big thing, too, that comes along with the conversation on crunch is, like, there are solutions to avoid crunch. And you know what that usually is? That solution is like, hey, you can push the date of release back.
Or okay.
You can take certain things out of the game. And they think that because it's going to affect the bottom line, they'd rather say, screw you, workers. Go work 900,000 hours. And you can't say no to that. If I'm an employee, I can't be like, nah, I don't want to. Thanks a lot, though. Like,
because there are plenty of other developers, people willing to break into the game industry that they will replace you with. But
sounds a lot like an industry I got myself into.
Yeah, so specifically, let's take a look at Cyberpunk. Again, it was supposed to come out back in April. They had pushed it off till September, saying they needed extra time to be able to polish the game, fix all the bugs. And a year ago, they had promised, when crunch was really, like, you know, being talked about a lot in the games journalism, journalism industry were not going to crunch. So they pushed it back. COVID hit, which now people working at home, it probably put even more wrenches into the works here. And so now in order to make that November 19th deadline, they said there's basically nothing else that we can do at this point. We've exhausted all available options. We do unfortunately have to crunch.
That's a bummer for the developers working for CD Projekt Red, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, now that Cyberpunk 2077 is entering into their crunch development after promising there would not be a crunch, does this change your decision on whether or not you're going to buy the game? We want to hear from you. Please give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. We'll take your calls in just a moment, because now it's time for this.
Time is up! Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP's Close Shave. Watch it at CheckpointXP.com.
Our Close Shave of the Week comes from the League of Legends World Finals Tournament. On the first day of the World Championships, Gen.G and LGD squared off in a 45-minute showdown. It was a back-and-forth matchup with neither team able to secure much of a lead, but it all ended very suddenly when Gen.G's Ruler teleported in and finished the game.
LGD are trying to get back to base, and Kramer does buy some time. Longchain canceled the recall, and now the TP comes in.
EA's going to try chase. GA is available. That's a stun onto Rascal. Longchain's going to be able to call the meet. The focus right now is Rascal. Then they'll turn their attention.
Wait a second. Ruler's here.
Ruler's arrived to the fight, and Rascal survives.
And now Gen.G can just push down mid lane. The teleport was used. There's no one left to try and clear away the minions. There's an Infernal Soul on Gen.G. They have the inhibitor. They have the Baron buff. They're pushing for the win.
They absolutely are. Ruler will be untouched, undefended. He manages to finish this game out. Here comes Xie, pushing forward, gets the stun. Cleanse comes out, Nexus down. Gen.G finally take down LGD.
Congrats to Ruler, giving Gen.G the win and making them look great in Worlds. Now remember, if you ever miss a Close Shave of the Week, you can find them over at CheckpointXP.com.
Never miss anything again.
No way.
Stay on top of your game by heading to CheckpointXP.com to get in the game.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about the developers of Cyberpunk 2077, CD Projekt Red, how they've always had a good reputation with their fans, but a lot of people are upset after claims that there would not be any crunch time, after delaying twice to avoid it, that they've still entered into crunch development anyhow. Now, we had a few callers on the line. We're going to talk about whether or not this impacts whether they're going to buy the game or not. And if you want to chime in, feel free to give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. We have Carl joining us on the phone lines. Carl, what are your thoughts on this?
No, I already bought it.
Oh.
And, I don't believe that the crunch is going to affect anything, because it sounds like that they're going to get pretty well compensated. And I know most game developers don't do that. So I think we should kind of praise CD Projekt Red for the fact that they, you know, are willing to step up to the plate and actually compensate their workers.
Do you think if you hadn't already had it pre-ordered, you don't think this would have affected your decision at all? You're maybe not trying to, like, rationalize it in your head. Well, I already paid it, so...
No, because I work in manufacturing, so I work, like, 7 days a week, 10-hour days.
Ooh.
So, I mean...
He's used to the crunch.
Already,
it's always crunch time for Carl.
It's always crunch time for me. So, I mean, that's all fine and dandy. We don't necessarily get compensated as well as maybe, you know, the guys at CD Projekt Red. But, you know, they still get paid. Yeah.
Well,
so, I mean, it's not
true.
Too bad.
True. And they did say that they will be paid accordingly for the extra time, which in a lot of cases of crunch, there is no overtime pay. There is no extra pay.
It's all part of your salary.
You're just expected to do it. So, all right. Well, Carl, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. We got Spencer calling in from Las Vegas. Spencer, what do you think about CD Projekt Red putting their devs through crunch for Cyberpunk? Does that change your decision as to whether or not you're going to buy the game?
Not necessarily on that end. I mean, that kind of aspect, I know that they delayed to already try to mitigate that. But it does tend to happen whether you plan for it or not. My industry kind of has a similar field, and we employ a lot of, you know, project management guys to try to avoid it. But every time you come up in that last month and you start seeing red numbers, you know, overtime and weekend work tend to creep in there.
It's crunch time. Got to crunch it.
I mean, I would say, like, so how familiar are you with, like, crunch in your line of industry?
It's pretty common. You know, we, since we have a, federal contracts to uphold. Our budget is based on basically what Congress gives us and the timetable that we give Congress to get things done.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up the federal aspect of that, because CD Projekt Red, as funny as this may sound, is that video games are actually a huge export from Poland. They have like something like a valuation of like $8.3 billion, I think, at this point. But in order to tackle the costs that Cyberpunk 2077 has, the Poland government actually gave a loan to CD Projekt Red, which I believe was supposed to originally be paid back somewhere in either the late 2019 or early 2020. Good point there, Spencer. Good point there. Well, thank you so much for calling today, Spencer. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, what about you, Robbie? I know you've been all horned up for this game for a while. Does this affect your decision at all?
It probably should, but unfortunately it doesn't.
So you cannot resist.
Spencer, I think, you know, brought up a good point when I remembered that there is some government money that is in Cyberpunk as well. Look, if they did delay it again, if they were like to push it back to March and say we need this extra time so there isn't crunch, it would suck, right? But I wouldn't hate it. I don't think that I can go so far as to say I'm not going to buy it as a result of the crunch.
You would understand, but you're still going to give up your money.
I am.
To play at Cyberpunk 2077.
I don't think there's anything at this point that would dissuade Robbie from spending money on this game. You could tell him that like they had to make it out of puppies in China somewhere, and he'd be like, all right, cool,
hey,
whatever it takes to get me that game.
But that's okay, because he's a cat man.
Thank you. I'm a cat person.
Super Smash Brothers just added a new fighter to their roster. Are gamers disappointed about which legendary video game character got the green light? We'll let you know who got added to Smash Bros. In just a bit, because ahead next, some Call of Duty pros have a major financial setback after being robbed. You won't believe how much the thieves got away with. We'll fill you in on that story next on Checkpoint XP.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios, esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Weird Beard. And when he's not bossing his teammates around in Apex Legends, you can find him pulling clips of your embarrassing gaming deaths on Twitch. It's Mr. Robbie Landis.
Okay, I only do one of those two things.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yes.
I will tell you, I would much rather play with Robbie on stream, because then it's like other people can hear it. Exactly. It's like when your parents would take you to the grocery store. They can't beat your ass for it, but they can still give you the stern look.
I don't boss you around. It's called criticism. I'm trying to make you a better player.
I don't know, Robbie. It's kind of bossy.
You know what? You die in your little gun town game. So leave me alone.
I know I did, and you pulled the clip of it and you shared it on the internet for everybody to laugh at. Laugh at my failures, Robbie. The apartment of two Seattle Surge Call of Duty players was broken into early on September 30th. $30,000 worth of items were stolen from the apartment, although no additional details have been revealed. Weirdbeard, what is going on in Seattle, and what in the world does this have to do with bananas?
Yes, so this was kind of, it originally was a scary situation that unfolded over Twitter. There is a Call of Duty pro, one of the members of the Seattle Surge, players Joey and Surge Octane, who were at home, and all of a sudden a tweet goes out at 8:26 a.m., from Surge Joey. He says, I'm being robbed right now. Can someone please DM me and call police?
Ooh, scary.
That's very scary.
Well, hold on. Why didn't he call the police?
Okay, because...
That's an excellent point, Robbie.
His guy was Surge Octane, his roommate and everything, was apparently in Texas at the time of the break-in, and he was looking for houses to move out to. So Joey was like there by himself.
Right.
And he apparently was just like, yo, I'm not trying to...
He's home alone.
Yeah, like, I mean, you don't know...
Say he had a phone because he posted to Twitter.
I don't know. You could just be on it. Anyway, so he puts out his Discord name and he says, somebody please stay on the phone with me. And you're like, oh God, oh God. And then police showed up. They demanded to see evidence that the guy who broke into their house lived there. And then what happened is this guy who broke into this man's house opened the fridge and took a banana and started eating it on his balcony while talking to the police.
Like he owned the joint?
Yeah, like he was just like, oh, blah,
okay,
blah.
So at this point, why didn't Serge Joey, who was at home while this is happening, right? Mm-hmm. Why don't you come out and be like, police, I live here. This guy does not. Take him away.
Well, I think it's the cops can't just, like, you know, believe one person. You know what I mean? What if
they got to get the story straight.
Yeah, so I think they talked to him. They eventually removed him. They told the guy that broke in to leave. And then what happened is the cops left, and an hour later, the same guy showed back up again. And this time, he stole around $40,000 worth of equipment from within these apartments. And aside from the phone that was stolen from Serge Joey, there wasn't a lot of information exactly what was stolen from the apartment, which makes me question how these, like, professional guys had... it might have just been their PCs or whatever they were stolen. Yeah, $40,000 is still a lot.
It is. That's a lot.
A pretty hefty PC if you're looking at 20 G's a pop.
Yeah, so I mean it was crazy. And what happened, the craziest part, when the cops came back again, they handcuffed Joey, the guy that lived there.
Of course they did.
Because it was listed as an active robbery. Oh. He was not taken in because obviously he lived there and whatnot. But like, how much would that suck to not only have somebody break into your house? And then you call the cops, they kick him out, the guy comes back and robs you again, and then you get put into handcuffs after that.
But I don't understand why everyone wants to defund the police.
I think the thing to take out of this, some people
there's
make...
There's not a whole lot.
Hold on.
Some
people
out of it,
may
weird.
Call this victim blaming, and I apologize in advance. Who keeps their bananas in the refrigerator?
Thank you. That has been bugging me since you said he pulled a banana out of the refrigerator and ate it on the balcony. Wow.
I'm not saying that makes you like a candidate for getting robbed or anything like that, but if I heard some psycho on my block had an apartment where they kept their bananas in the refrigerator, I wouldn't feel too terrible if they did get robbed.
You two are the worst.
Well, you know, Robbie keeps his bananas in the refrigerator,
obviously.
We don't
buy bananas. We're Apple people.
Oh, that's why your potassium's always so low.
So we're still waiting on any leads. They have no leads on who the person is. They didn't ID
really,
him.
The one of two times you were there, you couldn't get a name?
They didn't get a name. They didn't get anything. There's no word on the suspect as of now, so we're hoping in
are
the
Are there
near-
any actual official police reports on this? Is this legitimate, or is this some sort of an internet hoax that these streamers are putting on?
So far, nobody has been able to produce police reports, but then again, like...
$30,000 to $40,000 worth of items and cash stolen. Mm-hmm. Bananas in the refrigerator. Not calling the police. Instead, you're on Discord.
This sounds like
for
a
somebody
job.
To hold your hands.
Yeah, this sounds like a job.
This sounds like it's all a farce.
This is Ocean's 11, but you know, done in the esports
like
world.
Negative 11.
From the high highs, an absolute monster, to the low lows. Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio?
We're going to start our Nailed It and Failed It off with the Nailed It. And for today's Nailed It, we visit a streamer on Twitch that has had a pretty rough few months, even by the 2020 standards. Gabby Rose lost her job, ended a 5-year relationship, and her quest for Twitch partnership didn't seem like it was getting any easier. But her fans all banded together, coming up with messages of encouragement and positive fan art. They sent her a link to the treasure trove of uplifting messages, and here was her reaction to their support.
This is her crying because she's so happy, yes.
Yeah.
Tears of joy.
She's just scrolling down. You can find this, obviously, over at checkpointxp.com, but man, I wish somebody cared about me this much.
I know. I haven't cried tears of joy in a long time. It's just tears of misery.
I mean, maybe you just need to post it. She posted a message, and she was hoping that people, you know, like...
No. I mean, you know, she's been having a rough go of it, obviously, but her fans basically just did this, like, all on their own.
James, do you think your gaming community... Because you have a pretty strong community behind, at who the F is JC on Twitch and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Would they do anything nice like this for you?
Maybe, but I don't know. I feel like they're not going to
If you had posted
kind.
One day, like, hey, you know, who the F is JC, whatever you call your fans, you know, yeah. I'm going to be gone for a few months because I'm going through a rough time. You think that I'll just be like, all right, see you later.
I think for the most part, they're probably like, oh, no, hey, sorry, we hate to see you go. We need somebody to listen to on the internet and say swear words on
Twitch.
Well,
if that happens, you send them over to me, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. My loss will be your gain, Robbie. Well, there you go. There's our Nailed It portion of the Nailed and Failed Today. Don't forget, you can tune in and find the failed it portion coming up in the next hour. And if you want to see her reaction there, you can find it posted over at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. A major cheating scandal has rocked the Counter-Strike Global Offensive community. We've talked about it a few times now, but one of the craziest storylines to come out of this entire ordeal is highlighting possibly the biggest hypocrite in all of esports, Weirdbeard.
He sure is.
Who is the hypocrite of the year?
Oh, it's not Weirdbeard.
No, it's not Weirdbeard.
Okay.
Weirdbeard's going to bring us in on the info.
Gotcha.
But Weirdbeard, who is the hypocrite of the year, and how bad is it really?
The hypocrite of the year is going out to a coach named Sterix. He's a former CSGO player. And he made news about, when we first started hearing about this cheating scandal about a month and a half ago, right? We had some players like Simple come online and say he knew who all the cheaters were, right?
This is kind of when you talk about those gentlemen's agreement. Like,
yes,
they know stuff's going on, but they don't say anything because they're gentlemen.
Yeah, snitches don't get stitches here.
Yeah.
And so then what they did is you actually had Sterix come out very, very loudly go, I know that Valve saw Flusha cheat, who's another like legendary CSGO player, Flusha. Valve saw Flusha cheat in LANs, but did not admit it to protect his status.
Sounds like we need to Flusha him out.
Ah. Well, then here's what's happened ever since those accusations came to light about a month and a half ago. Is first, Flusha left Na'Vi that he was on. He became the coach of a team that is filled with cheaters that have been previously banned for like the iBuyPower scandal, for people that have been banned for different random things. And then, like we talked about last week, when all the allegations came to a head because they actually published the results of who was banned and who wasn't, he was one of the cheaters!
Oh,
so,
man.
Literally, Sterix accused this guy of cheating, then joined and started coaching a team full of cheaters, and was revealed to be a cheater of himself. It's just like, it's so slimy feeling. Like, he got, and he didn't even get a, like, a 1 or 2 month ban. Like, this is one of the guys.
Wait, he got off scot-free?
No, he got a 10-month ban.
Oh,
he got
okay.
A massive ban because he was a large cheater. He was somebody who did it many, many, many times.
Well, you know that the biggest cheaters are always the ones that are going to try and call other people out for it. Like, they project that stuff like it's nobody's business. You see it in the movies and on TV shows and think, no, that ain't how people really are.
Yeah,
it is. When you're cheating, you like all up in your head, you get all paranoid about it and everything. That doesn't surprise me one bit. And only 10 months?
Yeah.
Lifetime ban for that dude. Lifetime ban.
I kind of agree. I feel like it should be a little bit longer than 10 months. 10 months doesn't seem like it's that long of a ban.
At least like 2 to 3 years, because that's like in the esports world, that might as well be a lifetime.
Like a career ender right there?
Yeah. What pisses me off the most is the tweet that Sterix put out after the bans came out, right? Like, they revealed all the people that were banned and everything like that. And he tweets, to be honest, I don't remember what I was using it. Seems like I did. Well, nothing to say on my side. Like, go to hell!
No, he doesn't remember.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I might have cheated, but I can't recall.
Because, like,
you didn't even need to tweet anything. Just stop.
Calling people out and, like, possibly ruining their career, right? Totally cool. You're going to go hard on Twitter and call all these people out. But when you're shown to be the cheater, you're like, I guess I didn't even know that I was doing it. So, you know, it seems like a problem. Whatever.
Yeah.
See, this is just another reason that all of these esports, just esports in general, really needs to, like, get their act together and get players unions going, because I feel like that would be the place to try and like clear some of this stuff up, right? Like the amount of just crap that people put on social media at no one's expense, like it doesn't matter, they're just putting all this trash out there. Like, how do you deal with all of that?
This entire story just makes me think of the Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man meme where he's just like, oh, it's you!
No,
like,
it's you!
You're the cheater!
No, you're the cheater.
They're all cheaters.
Alrighty, you're looking for a super cheap but also fun gaming recommendation to play and help occupy your time while you're sipping on a pumpkin spice beverage? Well, stick around for the free game of the week coming up in just a bit, because ahead next, Super Smash Brothers just added a new fighter to the roster. Which legendary gaming character will you be able to battle your friends with? The answer is very disappointing. But we'll let you decide. Is it going to be a legendary character or a disappointing addition when Checkpoint XP returns?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
With Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who needs to retract a previous statement about the Super Mario 3D All-Stars game, me, James Campbell.
Okay, so you played for... Have you played?
Yes. Yeah, so last week I said I was playing Mario 64, was better as a memory than actually playing. Well, I've finally put some more time into it.
And it's good?
And it's just as much fun. Just as much fun as I had back in the day.
Let me ask you, did you throw the penguin off the edge of the world?
Yeah.
Okay, now here's the real thing I need to know. Power rankings of the three games. You've got Galaxy, Sunshine, and 64. Which ones are you, how are you ranking them?
I'm going 64, Galaxy, Sunshine.
That's, wrong.
Nah, it's,
no,
it's probably the right
the
one.
The answer is 64, 64, 64. The other two are trash.
Oh, wow. Robbie Landis with the controversial Mario opinion. One of the most popular fighting games on the market, Super Smash Bros., has just announced that they will be adding another new character to engage in combat. Now, rumors about who it could be were swirling around online, but from the sounds of things, Nintendo failed to deliver on the hype. Robbie, will Super Smash Bros. Players get to wield the legendary gaming character in battle? Or are they all going to be left feeling a little bit disappointed?
Yes to the first question and yes to the second question.
Wow, it's a two yes.
Well,
holy cow.
They added Steve from Minecraft
Steve,
into the game.
Of all the characters they could have picked, they picked some guy who just goes by Steve.
Steve, yep. And Alex. And Alex.
Oh, and Alex.
But they're essentially the same character. But yes, so now Minecraft has come to Super Smash Brothers, and while I think a lot of people did sort of express their disappointment, you can't. It's hard to argue. Like Minecraft is one of the biggest games ever created.
It's hugely popular.
It is massive.
That.
Yeah, especially because it's not. So it's Steve, who's the main character of my quote unquote character of Minecraft. You also get the skins Alex, who's like another human character, Enderman, which is like an all black demon kind of guy, and the zombie, the ones that go boom.
The creeper.
The creeper. Oh, mm-hmm. You can play as the creeper?
Yep. Yes. Okay. And so, really, the big thing that's crazy about it is that Sakurai, the guy that's in charge of like all of Smash, right, for Nintendo, said that this has been in the works for 5 years now.
5 years?
They had to redesign and recode all of the different levels so that Steve's mechanics would work on each of the levels.
Is it because he's such a pixelated box?
Well, he can go.
Kind of guy?
He can go through the levels, like, because Minecraft, you dig and all that kind of
stuff.
He
can also, like, stack blocks up as well. So, now, look, whatever you think of Minecraft, the character itself is actually pretty interesting.
Yes.
And what you really have to give Sakurai is whenever he introduces a new character into this game, they have the way of playing that just something about it feels like their original game. Like when they added
Banjo-Kazooie?
No, not Banjo-Kazooie, the fighter. Terry. When they added Terry Bogart, you can actually play him as though he is like a 2D fighter in the game, even though it's a 3D fighting game. So
the most impressive thing about all of this is the balancing, right? So in Smash, they now have 76 individual people.
That's so many characters.
And there's four more coming.
And you have to balance so that when you introduce a new character, they're not like overpowered and unbeatable, but they're not weak against everything.
That seems to be a problem a lot of game developers have with fighting games.
It's a constant battle that's always going on. Yeah.
So the fact that he's able to balance 70 plus characters and redesign all the levels and give us new characters on, like, it may not be a week-to-week basis, but on a fairly consistent clip, it is just
we're getting more new characters in Super Smash Brothers than we're getting in Overwatch, so I'll give them that.
Yes, so Steve and Alex from Minecraft are going to be launching on October 13th. So if you want to be able to get that, you can get in the DLC Pack 2 of the new characters.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. Now, Apex Legends, a very popular Battle Royale style game and favorite Battle Royale game of Checkpoint XP's own Robbie Landis, is opening up the game for some crossplay. Now, players on console will be able to go up against players on other consoles and PC players as well. And Robbie, what do we know about this?
Yeah, so it's the beta that's coming out, so they're just now starting to test it. But essentially, Xbox, PC, and PlayStation players should now all be able to play with each other.
We can finally all squad up.
With each other.
Yeah. That's true. We can all get bossed around by the great Robbie Landis.
Now, one of the things to keep in mind is that if you're playing with a full squad of just PC players or just console players, the system will supposedly prefer to put you with other people of the same.
Oh, good, good.
But this does, yes, allow us to now, if you want to be able to play with us on Xbox or if you want to be able to play with us on PlayStation, we can now do that. But I don't know. I still question the validity of crossplay. Like, it makes sense for Xbox people who want to play with PlayStation people, right?
Absolutely.
Because you're just on different platforms, but you're playing the exact same game. But there's still such a vast difference. When you talk about in a general sense, obviously from person to person, there may be some people out there with controllers who are better than some people with mouse and keyboard, right?
100%, yeah.
But I think that on a grand scale, mouse and keyboard is...
dominant, 100%,
it's just
yes.
more dominant. So why, as a console player, would you want to be put into that? And as a developer, you know, are you going to try and maybe close that gap by giving aim assist to the controllers? And, you know, I mean, how close does it really close that gap? Or does it just end up making some other type of controller setup more dominant than the other?
I don't understand in 2020 if why this would be a pull for any random people. I've never heard any, like, there are people that obviously get excited about crossplay and whatnot. But the majority of people, if you're a console player, you go, F them PC players. I don't want to be in a lobby with them because it's impossible to aim and they're cheaters. And then if you're on PC, you go, hey, all the console players get aim assist. I don't want to play against them. Like, it's just
who actually wants crossplay?
Yeah. I'll tell you who I do. But here's the thing. Like you said, it's great for console playing, teaming up with consoles, but it's bad when you have to go up against PC players. But for me, I'll take the hit having to play with PC players, knowing that, like, my friends on the PS4 or my friends on the Switch or whatever can play with me when I'm on my Xbox. Like, I'll take that hit.
You know, he says this right now, but you're the one who complains about all the cheaters, like in Call of Duty Warzone and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I complain about it.
So now, not only do you have to deal with cheaters, now you have to deal with PC players, and guess what? PC players get way better cheats than console players.
Well, that's true,
do.
But now you know why I'm winless in Warzone. To this day, I'm winless in Warzone.
Well, you're about to be winless in Apex Legends too,
Well, that's
James.
Fine, because I haven't played that very much, but I do play Realm Royale, and in Realm Royale, you have the ability to choose to queue with just console players. You can choose to queue with just players on controllers,
mm-hmm.
or you can choose to queue with PC players. So if they were to... See, if they can incorporate that to where you can choose... they crossplay just so I'm playing with people on a console with a controller or I'm playing against PC players. That to me is the ultimate form of crossplay.
I mean, like if a game doesn't have crossplay, is that a turnoff to you?
No, not really. Not necessarily. I'm just going to beg all my friends to buy the game on the same system that I have, mm-hmm. or I'm going to buy the game on a system that I know a majority of my friends that I would game with are going to play on.
Because I think the future, just because, you know, we've seen Xbox talk about cloud gaming and about, like, hey, you get the games passed where you can play on your Xbox and on your PC and everything. I think eventually everything's going to be crossplay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's good? Do you think that's a better future for gaming, or do you wish that it stayed like segregated, like console players with console players and PC with PC?
If I have to decide whether or not, like, if the segregation is there to where you can choose, I think it is the greatest gift you could give a gamer that wants a game with their friends on different consoles and different, like, platforms of mm-hmm. playing. Mm-hmm. But now if the segregation is not there, and no matter what, you have to go up against PC players when you're on a console, well, then, to me, I look at it as more of a disadvantage to me being a console player.
Yeah, and looking into this just a little bit deeper at some of the details, it does look like you can also turn crossplay off completely if you'd like
okay.
to. So that way, whether you're on console, whether you're on PC, you are for sure guaranteeing yourself that you're only playing against those who are on the same exact platform as you.
Mm-hmm. See, like, that is just one of the things that you got to deal with, I guess. Now, we have an update on the Apple v. Fortnite legal case. We'll update you in just a bit, because coming up next... Weirdbeard has found a new Battle Royale game that incorporates two of his favorite things.
Ooh, it's good.
One being annoying Robbie, and the other playing as Super Mario. What game could it be? We'll let you know. Plus, free game of the week. All when we come back on Checkpoint XP.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Overwatch League is drawing towards its exciting finale this year. In a year marred by COVID-19, the best teams in the world will be making their way to South Korea for the finals. Teams that qualify will need to quarantine for 2 weeks before being allowed to compete at the beginning of October. The LCS Summer Split has drawn to a close, and with teams now qualified, we are officially on the road to Worlds. This year's event will be taking place in a bubble in Shanghai, as teams from all over the world will remain in quarantine throughout the month of October. Vietnam has elected not to participate. ESL Season 12 has officially kicked off in Counter-Strike Global Offensive. All matches this season will be played online due to ongoing concerns with, you guessed it, COVID-19. Qualifiers for the RLCS X Fall Major will be going on throughout the month of September. No word yet on when the Fall Major itself will take place. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that will be held online. North American competition starts November 13th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports,
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Robbie Landis, and the only member of Checkpoint XP with a victory in Super Mario Brothers Battle Royale, Weird Beard.
Super Mario 35 is the technical term.
Wait,
of the game.
Do you actually have a win?
I do have a win. Oh. And I will say, I think it's because I was one of the first people playing it. So, like,
you got in first. Like,
nobody knew how to actually, like, play. So it was more luck based than anything else. But, you know, like,
What do they call a win in Super Mario 35?
It's just like, it's like Tetris 99. It's just first place.
Oh.
It's nothing exciting. Like, you literally just get
it. Man, how come nobody, like, in any of these Battle Royales tries to, like, you know, up the, I don't know, like, the creativeness or the craziness of PUBG, which is the chicken,
yeah,
winner dinner.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep.
I will say, though, this game is kind of disappointing. Like,
what? Yeah. No, I was sold on buying it. Oh, no, you're going to unsell me on it now.
It's free, so you don't even have to spend any money on it.
Never mind. That's my favorite price. I'm back in on the Mario Battle Royale, or Mario 35.
It's like, it's interesting. It's a cool mechanic. Let's actually listen to when they launched this, right? They put it in the Super Mario 35th Anniversary Direct. Let's hear them talk about what this game actually consists of.
Compete against other players near and far in this online battle game. Enemies you defeat will be sent to other players' courses, but this also works the other way around.
So to boil it all down into 10 seconds, it's like Tetris 99 of where you're going against 50 other players in Super Mario. And like, if you kill a Goomba, you can send the Goomba to another person, or like you can try to steal their coins. The thing that's disappointing about this game is that it's just about survival. Like, sometimes
it's not actually finishing the level.
No, there's no finish. You just got to keep going.
Oh, so there's no jumping to grab the flag and slide it on the flagpole.
No,
type stuff?
You just keep going. And like, when you get to the end of one section, it just takes you to the next section. And you just keep going. So like, it's cool, but realistically, there's gonna be a time limit that you're going to get to where you've gone, okay, I've played this game enough. Thank you very much. Like, I don't think that you could play it a bunch.
It seems like probably once you get your first win, you're like, all right, and I'm done with you now.
Yeah, kind of. Like, you're getting there. I mean,
you don't think you're going to add a competitive ladder ranking system?
No, and like, it's just not deep enough. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm expecting too much out of a Mario game here. And you have to remember, this is a limited release too, so they don't expect this game to stick around forever. When they stop selling the 3D All-Stars in March, they're also going to stop selling
this
game.
So this game will no longer be allowed to be downloaded once they stop selling 3D All-Stars.
Correct, and they're stopped supporting it. So you can't even go on and play it
anymore. Oh, you won't even be able to play it?
So even if you were one of the ones to have gotten it, you can't even continue to play it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Interesting. That's weird.
You know, so like, it's just, I don't know. Like, it's kind of cool. Like, I don't know. Here's the thing, though. So Nintendo also had the Jump Rope Challenge. That was a game that they initially released as a limited release.
Is that the thing with the weird, like,
yes,
hoop?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that was a limited release to begin with. and it's now been extended indefinitely. So there's,
who knows what they might decide.
They could do whatever they want. I'm not sure, but like,
of course they can. They're Nintendo. They have so much money.
Yeah, like, it's just, I don't know. I wanted more. I want, like, Tetris 99 was a home run for me. That's what makes this so weird, is that I was so hype on Tetris 99 and the ability to play it.
Well,
and, like,
I think the reason why is when it comes to Tetris, you just have the one thing, right? But with Mario, you have so many different levels, right? So is there more than just the one level? You said you just kind of, you know, run around, and it's obviously just a game of survival.
Yeah, I mean, you go through, like, the first world, you have an underground one, you have an underwater one.
Yeah, I don't know what else you want then.
Yeah, like, I just, when you think Mario...
Sounds like a bit of a variety there. Weird,
right?
Weird. How many different levels you need?
But it's not just...
You need Bowser's Castle, too?
It's not just levels. It's like when you think of a Mario Battle Royale. Is this what you want? Just running to the right?
I'm not sure what else you wanted it to be.
I don't know.
Super Smash Brothers.
Kinda.
Or the original was Super Mario Brothers, where you just fight with the shells, with Luigi, with
something.
The pipes.
This is just like, are you a good A button pusher? Are you good at pushing A at the right time?
I'm a good button pusher.
Then you can do it. If you do that, you're a grand champion at Mario 35. It is just like semi-disappointing. It's not bad.
It sounds like it should be exactly what I would expect out of it. So.
Yeah, like, do you remember when they released the mobile game, Super Mario or Mario Dash or Mario Run or whatever? And it was like,
Temple Run?
No, like,
I always thought Temple Run games were
Mario just runs to the right and you have to jump over obstacles and stuff like that. And you'd be like, wow, that's exactly what I want from a mobile Mario game. But it just didn't scratch the itch. This is the thing that, like, I feel on it. I wish it scratched my Mario itch.
Because
just...
you got that Apex Legends bloodlust.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Mario just doesn't do the kill anymore.
Mario with guns.
Hey, Mario versus rabbits.
Yeah.
But that's not... No, I want, like, bloody, like, fucking...
You want the graphic PUBG, but with Mario.
Boondock Saints. Yeah. Mario and Luigi go in and just,
take
them, like,
out execution style.
Gaming on a budget? We've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. This week's free game of the week is based on a classic tabletop role-playing game. Robbie, why don't you tell us all about it?
Yeah, so Vampire is going to be free for the entire month. You got plenty of time to pick it up on PlayStation Plus. So if you got yourself a PlayStation Plus subscription, make sure that you download Vampire.
What are you? I am the land. You are our champion.
Seasons don't fear the reaper.
So Vampire is set in London in the 1918s. You are a newly turned vampire. You are Dr. Jonathan Reed. And as a doctor, you must find a cure to save the city's flu-ravaged citizens. But as a vampire, you are cursed to feed on those you vowed to heal. This is a role-playing game where your actions have a lasting impact on the city and could either save it or it could end up dooming it.
This game is pretty. Right? Like, it looks good. It's not the prettiest game that's ever been out there. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes about between an average length. So average, I would say, is between 15 to, like, 50 hours, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's 16 to finish the main story, but like most RPGs.
Yeah.
And especially
lots of side quests and things.
Side quests, just places to explore. It's actually, I believe this is actually based on Vampire the Masquerade.
It's in the same universe.
Yes. So it is, you know, it has so much, like, lore and history behind it. That's one of, like the big tabletop RPGs.
Is Vampire the Masquerade?
Okay. Dungeons & Dragons, Vampire the Masquerade, Cyberpunk 2020. Like these are some of, like, the big time, you know, for their genres, tabletop RPGs.
Oh, see, I didn't even realize that some of those were even tabletop games.
Yeah, okay. That's right. They all come from the tabletop genre. But yeah, so it's based on that. So, I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that you can get into this. Obviously, just playing it is one thing, you know, following the quest, going to where you're supposed to go. But, you know, the real cool thing about why you should play games like this is just the discovery and the exploration, right? Because not everything's going to be tied to quests, you know, so just being able to go out there and just see what you can find, you know, what other sort of histories or backgrounds into people, the terrible things that they do or that have happened to them, like, I don't know, this sort of stuff, and this is the reason that I've gotten into RPGs, is that there are just entire worlds within these games that are just, let's be honest, way more interesting than what's going on in the world right now.
Yeah, they're there for all the exploring.
Mm-hmm. And I think also the other thing that you have to look at behind this is that it's... Some games you can sink time into just because of the mechanics. I don't think the mechanics on this game are necessarily, like,
right,
10 out of 10.
When we play Apex, we're doing the same thing every single time over and over and over again.
But it's that feedback loop, especially with an RPG like this. Like, you're able to create stories within the stories of what's happening. You know, you could decide, do you want to be the evil guy who just goes around and is like...
killing everybody.
Yeah, Dracula. Like, do you just want to kill everybody, or do you want to be like somebody who finds a cure for this plague that's going
through
everybody?
Why not both? Play through it twice.
You could.
That's the great thing about RPGs.
There's a decent amount of... achievements that you're able to unlock on this.
Yep.
So if you are somebody who's a completionist, you know, you'll have enough to really dig into on this. Not to mention that this game normally retails for $40.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a good chunk of change that you're having to be able to skip on that.
Yep. You can play it on Steam, PS4, and the Xbox One, but... it is only free on PlayStation Plus for the month of October.
Awesome. Well, there is your free game of the week. Very festive Vampire here in the month of October. Halloween coming up. You can play it for free on the PS4 right now. If you're looking for another good game recommendation, something that's easy to get into and well worth the time, we do have our Patient Gamer segment coming up in the next hour. But coming up next, Robbie has created a game that is going to have us trying to guess who the imposter is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All in honor of the game Among Us, taking over the Twitch streams.
Live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard, and when he's not hosting a live stream show over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP, he's working towards affiliate on his personal channel. It's Robbie Landis.
Hey, yeah, that's right. And actually, I'm going to be there pretty soon. Pretty soon, only a few days away, and then it's the long, hard march towards partnered status, in which case I'm going to need all of your help. So if you haven't yet... make sure you go to twitch.tv/Robbie_Landis and give me a follow.
I'm so proud of our little boy. He's growing up.
He's chasing after. I have been streaming for so long, just never on my own channel.
If somebody tunes in, what are they going to be able to expect to see?
Starting very soon, probably a whole lot of Baldur's Gate 3. There's also a very good chance that we'll be playing Apex Legends as well.
All right, cool.
Awesome. So make sure you tune in. Help support Robbie Landis. Twitch.tv/Robbie_Landis. Last week, Checkpoint XP's Robbie Landis had a game for us that, in the end, everyone got to win.
Including you, James.
I know. I finally was a winner. The first time. Maybe the second time. I think I won. Oh, yeah. I won
the porn
star
one.
Yep. Or video game theme contest. But anyways, yet somehow he still declared himself the champion.
I was.
But this week, he's made a game for us again that he promises he cannot win.
That's right.
So somebody else is going to be crowned the champ. We do have Checkpoint XP producer Callie joining us to play.
By the way, I was just sitting at my cubicle and he comes over and goes, Callie, would you like to be the champion of our game this week?
Oh!
So he does not have a lot of faith in the two of you.
No, I do not.
All right, we'll see how it is. Well, Robbie, why don't you explain this week's game?
So this week I have taken a bunch of reviews from the immensely popular game Among Us, and I have made up a few of my own fake reviews. Now, in Among Us, you're basically stuck on a spaceship and everyone has to run around doing tasks to save the spaceship from collapsing, but there are usually a few people amongst you that are imposters, and it's their job to kill everybody without being found out. So you guys have to try and decipher and figure out who the imposter reviews are here today.
Well, I'm terrible at Among Us. I've played two games of it now. I lost both times.
So we're going to start with this first review here, and it is recommended. And in this recommended review, it says, random one, cyan sus, random 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, cyan indeed sus. Sad face.
Okay.
Is that a real review or is that an imposter review?
So basically, this person said recommended.
Yep.
But then was complaining that the whole game is just someone saying this person is suspect.
And then everybody voting
and everyone
them
agrees.
Out.
Yes.
James, do you know what sus means?
I'm assuming that means you're suspected of being an imposter.
Yeah. Yes. Like you're
sus.
It's shorthand for just like I think you're the guy killing everybody.
Yep. Gotcha. Yeah. So it's a polite way of saying
now you guys
it's
do
you.
Not. Actually, you do. You guys have to agree. You have to agree or disagree.
Okay.
Because then this way, I actually do win if you guys get more of them
wrong. He always finds a way to win.
Yeah,
he always finds a way to win.
So my two games of Among Us, that is how I died both games.
Yeah.
Someone said locked out of the airlock, and everyone just agreed with them and killed me.
I think that's...
I was not the imposter in either of them.
I think it's real.
You think it's real?
I think that's very real.
Because I thought it might be imposter, but if you guys are thinking it's very real, I'll go real.
That is indeed a real reveal.
All right.
Congratulations for your first one. You did very, very well.
Just because it happened to me two games in a row.
All right. This next person recommends it, and their review says the following. If green doesn't die first, it's green.
Okay, well, that also sounds like logic that I've heard.
However, I don't believe it would be green. If we're following Fall Guy's logic,
orange,
yellow is usually the one.
Oh,
like,
yellow?
The crappy colors.
Yeah, yellow's always the team and Fall Guys that loses. Yeah. I know, because I'm usually on the yellow team.
So I would say this is sus.
Think this is sus?
This is very sus.
I'm with you. I'll say this one is sus.
I'm with him, sus.
This is unfortunately a real review. That was not an imposter.
Oh, we don't listen to Rick.
Yeah, so we're sitting here. I'm reading Among Us reviews to the crew here, and they have to try and decide if it is a real review or an imposter review. Currently, it is them one, myself one.
By the way, I appreciate the listeners out there who are just like, what is going on in this game? Among Us has got to sound like the weirdest game
it
by
is,
this.
It is. All right, so the next review, not recommended. And the review says, if your girlfriend tells you not to kill her, you better know what you're getting into if you plan to kill her. They say Mario Kart or Mario Party ruins relationships. This game makes them look like child's play.
Ooh, that's a scary review for me.
This is wordy. This is a wordy review. I feel like people who leave Steam reviews are smooth-brained, so they can't. they don't have that many words in their vocabulary.
But it's only two kinds of people who leave Steam reviews. It's people who leave a four-word review... Or it's someone who writes a thesis thinking that, like, some organization is going to pick them up as a new writer.
Now, here's the thing. I saw the story of the guy that killed his girlfriend, and then she tweeted a picture being like, why did my boyfriend kill me and then pretend he didn't kill me? Like, so
you think this is based off of an actual situation that happened in the game that you've seen somewhere online?
But I think it's a tweet, but I don't think that it's an actual
Steam
review.
This is why I think this is a fake review, because I feel like Robbie might have seen this tweet, so now he's writing a fake review to throw us off. I think this one is sus.
Uh-oh.
I won't argue with that logic.
That's
all right,
my
sus.
Argument.
I have to vote you out. I'm sorry. It's a sus. It's a sus thing.
This is indeed.
Sus!
An imposter review.
All right. Point.
All right. Next review. Recommended. For just $5, you will be supplied with God knows how long's worth of daily brain damage. 10 out of 10 would lose all faith in humanity again.
That might be my review, actually. What's the name on that one? I think that one's mine.
This one comes from Shinies.
From Chinese, huh?
Shinies.
Oh, Shinies.
Shinies.
Like the shiny Pokemon that you like?
That you like?
Just like that.
Oh, it's getting sus. Oh. All right, never mind. Sus.
All right, yeah, I'm going
the other direction
too.
On that one.
Sure, it's sus.
Nope, that's a real review.
Oh, wow.
Because I was Robbie all in just, for real at,
see,
at the
this
beginning.
This is why I don't want to play Among Us with Robbie.
Yeah, he's a liar.
I'm going to be terrible at this game, and he's going to be so good at it.
Well, you can tell Robbie actually picked up some stuff in acting school.
All right, this next review, not recommended. And then in all caps, I was not acting sus. I had a task in medical to scan myself and a task in oxygen to sweep out the leaves. And he walked past me in the hall. It is not sufficient evidence to call me sus, you a-holes.
Yeah, wow. I feel like that's
game review,
just
huh?
Robbie... Because I think it would happen, but I also could see this as just something that happened to Robbie, and he's just transcribing an event as a review.
I'm kind of on board with that, because it's not an actual review of the game. It's just somebody venting about a situation that happened.
Right. Well, that's a lot of Steam reviews.
Because people don't do that in Steam reviews.
Steam reviews are mean.
Yeah, though I think it's sus. I don't think this is a Steam review. I think you made that up.
It is indeed... A sus.
Yes.
A sus.
All right, we're tied up again.
All right.
Not recommended. I've watched lots of YouTubers play this game, and I enjoy their videos on it. This game is probably really fun with friends. Never tried it because the optimal experience is two imposters with at least 8 to 9 friends in voice chat. For the most part, I tried public games. First few were pretty, and then this just goes on for a very, 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 very long time.
He's correct. This is the exact sentiment that I've said that almost word for word in this room while talking about it.
It's good if you have a group.
So I mean, like, I'm split half on this because it's an absolutely accurate review of the game.
But this to me sounds like the thesis statement writer. Steam reviewer. Like, this sounds like a guy who is hoping that Checkpoint XP is going to call him up and say, hey, you want to be our new content guy? Like, that's what he's hoping for on this review. I think it's real.
I think it's real as well.
I'm not going to argue. It's real. If not, we're dead.
This is indeed a real one.
Woo! Yes!
Good job.
Taking the lead.
Yeah. All right.
Congratulations, guys. Not too bad. All right. Not recommended. In order to be good at this game, you need to be a good speaker, make good arguments, and be intelligent enough to turn people against one another. The problem is, if you're any of these things, you have one good game, and then people will just immediately vote you out every time because being smart is a threat to them.
Oh my god.
This is the first time.
This is Robbie playing Among Us. He thinks he's too smart for it.
Now
this
it's fake. Old.
This is fake.
Don't waste your time.
Fake. Vote him out. Send him into space or the lava.
Because to me, that sounds like a very legitimate review.
No, it's fake.
It's fake.
Yeah,
I need more evidence than why it could be fake, Weird Beard.
Because I think it's too big-brained. Like, no, it is 100. It's a gut.
You don't think this is some man-child on there complaining, oh, no. I hated this game because I'm too smart for it?
No.
Really? That sounds a lot like what people on Steam say.
It's sus. I don't care. It's sus. Vote him out. Send him away.
All right.
Yeah, kill him. It's sus, guys. It's sus. We're voting sus?
Yeah. All right.
We'll go sus.
It is indeed an imposter.
Ah! All
right.
Weird Beard held strong.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows,
go
who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Over the weekend, a new teaser was released for the upcoming Monster Hunter movie starring Mila Jovovich. Now, while we probably shouldn't have had much hope for this movie to begin with, now it's been confirmed that the movie will utilize an age-old trope in terrible 90s adaptations where the heroes are transported to a mysterious new world.
What the hell is that?
On our six!
Holy shit.
Now, well, you know what's crazy? So Mila Jovovich was the main character in the Resident Evil movies.
Yeah.
Do you know who directed those movies?
Is it the same person who's going to direct the Monster Hunter?
Her husband.
Who also directed the Resident Evil and this movie, too. So
hey,
it's going to be...
if I was a director and I had a hot action wife like Mila Jovovich, she would absolutely star in every single one
Put
of them.
Put her in anything.
Absolutely.
It doesn't even matter.
Do it.
James, is this... Is there any way to convince you to watch a Monster Hunter movie?
I don't think so. I mean... Maybe.
Because the trope in this one is literally they fall into a magic sandstorm and they come back out to a crazy new world where it just so happens their guns don't work. So now, like...
Look, I'm still going to watch it for Mila Jovovich. So.
Does she look good in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks good in everything.
As good as she looked in The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Multipass.
Jinx.
All right. Don't forget, if you ever miss a nailed it and failed it, you can find the posted over at checkpointxp.com. But coming up, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook. You have to exclusively stream the very last game you played for the rest of your life. Can you do it? We'll be discussing your answers in a little bit, because ahead next, we're checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have in store for us?
Every single WWE streamer on Twitch and YouTube may be losing their channels.
What? That is insane. Find out more when we come back on Checkpoint.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
XP.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God.
Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're listening to Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who made it onto TV in the virtual audience during WWE Raw last week. Me, James Campbell.
Ooh, how does it feel being a TV star?
Awesome! I made it in the Thunderdome twice. I made it onto TV once. It's one of my greatest accomplishments in WWE history.
And please, tell us how this has changed your life for the better.
I can post a little clip on the internet of me getting onto the WWE background. You see me in the background.
You see my face, mm-hmm. and you see my John Cena doll mm-hmm. dancing.
And literally nothing changes in the world.
Well, I feel much better about myself.
Well, all if that you matters. Feel better, all right, I will give you that
there
one,
There you
James.
Go. It matters to me, Robbie. A professional Call of Duty team is complaining about something that most school kids still complain about. What could it be? That's coming up. But first, it's time for this.
Hey! Oh!
The guy is unreal.
My goodness!
This is your eSports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
The biggest, massively multiplayer online role-playing game was set to launch a brand new expansion at the end of October. World of Warcraft Shadowlands has been put on hold until, quote, later this year, according to Blizzard. No word has been given on when that is, but presumably sometime before 2021. The pre-patch, however, which features an in-game event and questline to set up the story for the expansion, is still set to start next week.
Crazy.
Are you, like, does this, because you're a World of Warcraft guy.
I am.
Mm-hmm. What is your hot take on this one?
My hot take on this is, I don't think it's that hot of a take, honestly. I'm glad they're doing it because this was set to come out 2 weeks before Cyberpunk, which means that we would have started raiding a week after Cyberpunk, on top of all the fact that I have to do to get ready for raiding. But now, if they hold this back to, like, let's say, let's pray for like mid-December, I can probably actually get through a majority of Cyberpunk before I have to worry about sinking a bunch of time into this. So
well, then it perfectly plays into your for. Schedule,
it
Robbie.
It does. It's perfect.
Wow.
Actually, that probably is a hot take. Everyone really wants this to come out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
A tattoo artist is suing the developer for the WWE 2K games Take-Two. The artist is suing because of the tattoos on Randy Orton's arms. The designs include tribal tattoos, skulls, a Bible verse, and a dove and a rose. And she is suing them for reproducing her work without her permission. Now, Take-Two did win a similar lawsuit for LeBron James tattoos in NBA 2K that just settled earlier this year.
Okay. Now, I have a question before James mm-hmm. gets into the actual wrestling portion of yeah. this one. Is for what game is she suing that Orton was featured in?
WWE 2K.
So it's probably the 2K, like all the 2K games of mm-hmm. WWE where they have Randy Orton rendered.
Got
They're
it.
Rendering the likeness of Randy Orton.
Yep. Okay.
Hence, the tattoo likeness is going to be included if you have an
exactly.
accurate depiction of Randy Orton.
And that's where the previous judge, at least in the LeBron James and the NBA 2K case, made his ruling is that because it's on their body and they license the likeness of their body out, that there is nothing the tattoo artist can do despite still owning the tattoo designs.
Which I'm on board with that judge. It's the only thing that makes sense to me. Like, I'm sorry, your artwork, you drew up this artwork for this client who is Randy Orton. You did the artwork onto his arm, and now his arm is being featured in a video game, and they want those details to be exact. Like most people do when they mm-hmm. play the game. If you're going to play Randy Orton, you don't have his tattoos on his arm. I'm not playing this and Randy Orton.
Wouldn't that look weird, though? Like if a wrestler was covered in tattoos and in
yeah,
a video
all of a sudden
game.
They're gone.
Just a plain
or they were different. They were different tattoos. You know, instead of a skull, you have like a nurse or something.
Yeah.
You know, a bunny. It'd be weird. So I hope, I'm sorry, tattoo artist, but I don't think you stand a chance in court.
The internet lost its collective minds at the announcement of the Spider-Man remaster for the PlayStation 5. A new model is being used for Peter Parker, which the developer says will allow them to better capture voice actor Yuri Lowenthal's facial expressions. But most fans are as furious as though he had been recast and isn't just a bunch of polygons on the screen. By the way, I don't know why people are upset. The guy before, like, to me, he was never Peter Parker. He just looked like some random, like, character out of a game.
Yeah.
And the new one actually looks like Tom Holland.
Well,
does it really? Wow.
Yes. That's what a lot of people are mad about, is that they, like, essentially went back and changed it, and now they're accusing them of being like, oh, you're just making it Tom Holland in the game.
Who
you're
cares?
Not, you're not actually, like, redoing it, because it's like, it's weird if you're usually if somebody like remasters something, right, they mm-hmm. just make it look a little bit prettier.
Yeah, you spit shine it a
yeah,
little
they,
bit.
Yeah, they just make the edges look a little bit crisper or like a little bit more detailed and everything, but it's like they just cut this dude's head off and put a new head on top of him, and then they're like, look, it's remastered.
Look, here's the thing. I don't think that either of the two faces really look any better, but the new remaster's hair actually looks like hair, so I'll give them that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a Peter Parker guy, but I feel like this is a silly controversy.
Legendary Spelunky speedrunner DT Woo! Uploaded a video of him taking on the indie sequel. After a few minutes of precise jumping and frantic running and then stealing a teleporter from an NPC, He finished the entire game in under 3 minutes, setting a new world record speedrun for Spelunky 2.
Spelunky 2 is so good. I love this game so much. Thank you much, Derek, you, for bringing this into
okay,
the world.
Okay, all right, all right.
I thought Spelunky was like a battle royal. I thought it was like a shoot-em-up.
No, so Spelunky is like a randomly generated, you're going through like mines and caves and everything like
you're
that.
You're spelunking.
Yes, oh. To be able to collect gems.
I'm thinking of Splatoon or yes. Splatoony or something.
Probably Splatoon, yep.
But Spelunky 2 is out on the PS4 right now. And I believe it's coming to Steam soon. Or it might just... Actually, it just got onto Steam as
okay,
well.
Okay, all right. All right, Weirdbeard, settle down. There's enough spelunking.
Pull him out of the cave, Robbie. Pull him out of the cave. All right. Back into the studio.
A few weeks ago, we talked about how the WWE were prohibiting its wrestlers from using their wrestling name on third-party sites like Twitch and YouTube. They were given 30 days to comply and told that they could continue to do so, but they must do so under their normal name. Well, it's gotten even worse now. The WWE yes. is looking to take over the Twitch and YouTube pages of these superstars. But don't worry, they're going to give them a percentage of the earnings instead of the 100% they were earning before on their own time.
This is wild. Like, this is crazy.
Especially considering that wrestlers are independent contractors, aren't they?
They don't get health care. And that's the big thing is, like, you have these wrestlers that put their bodies on the line and are crippled for life. Like, football players with concussions, and they're left to essentially fend for themselves
this is
when
ridiculous.
They're put out to pasture.
Look, so growing up, my dad was a carpenter, right? So he got contracted out to build people's houses, blah, 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 blah. This would be like the equivalent of those people coming back and being like, oh, yeah, hey, that doghouse that you built, you know, for your pet and for your kids backstage, nah, that's actually ours now, right? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it's insane. I think, you know, if it's Vince McMahon behind this, I think...
It is.
They kind of, like, they need to back off. Like, you can't own every single little detail about your wrestlers. So if they're streaming under their legal name, they're on YouTube with the legal name, I think it should be totally allowed.
There are some of them that seem to be going along with it, but Soraya, who is Paige on WWE, she put out a tweet saying, Twitch is my place where I built with my wonderful fans, a place where people can go and feel some positivity and a little bit of normalcy. Fun, interactive, non-judgmental, charitable place, and I'm proud of what I built with my fan base.
I will tell you, this relates a lot like what we face in the radio world of, you know what I mean?
Very
like
true.
Companies own your Facebook page. They own your likeness and everything like that. How is this going to impact people like Xavier Woods, who has made, you know, Up, Up, Down, Down, entire
huge,
well,
huge
Up, Up, Down, Down, I think was already being done in conjunction with the WWE, so I don't think that he's going to see too much of a change.
I'm just saying, I think the more you get corporations with their fingers inside of these, like, people's non-main job type mm-hmm. things, the worse it just makes the
I
entire
agree.
Community.
I agree. No, I will say one thing, though. If there's a way to see a positive on this is if the WWE is taking over all these channels and all these things, if they are now providing more opportunities to get these channels in front of viewers and then taking a percentage, I'm less upset about it, but
we'll
wholeheartedly,
see.
I think
they might also look at it and be
bad.
Like, hey, you guys are doing a great job already, so just keep doing what you're doing, but we're going to take some money.
Yeah, and if that's how it plays out, like, that makes me sad.
That's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, you can head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Alrighty, thanks, Robbie, for that update. Now, a professional Counter-Strike Global Offensive team is complaining about something that most school kids still complain about. Weirdbeard, what's the CSGO team got up their butts?
So we have Team Liquid, who they're not necessarily the top team in the world right now, but they are.
That's a top team brand, though.
Correct. So they're a big, big, big NA team. And you have one of their stars, Stewie2K, complaining on Twitter. And I'm going to read you some of the tweets that he happened to tweet out over the weekend that started causing a stir. First one was, "10 a.m. matches, that's all." And after starting to get a little bit of pushback on it, he goes, "If it's so easy, then why don't you guys come do it for yourselves, or you can't? I'm not complaining about my position in life, but the overwhelming amount of tournaments that saturate the scene and the inconsistency of starting at 10 a.m., noon, 3, just can't do it." And I feel like, like a little bit of whiny stuff, you know what
really?
I mean? Like,
a little bit.
A little, like, I.
Y'all are playing video games for a living. Come
but
on.
It's more 10 a.m. isn't even, like, the earliest, right?
Dude, 10 a.m. to me is like, that's almost midnight. The hours I keep. 10 a.m. my workday is finally done.
Like, I don't know.
Hold on, because especially like right now in a post-COVID world, it's not like you have to get up and like go like to a training facility or something. You're probably just getting up and sitting on your computer, right?
Yes. And, like, you also deal with another tweet from Vanity, who's another CSGO player, tweeting in, how hard is it to understand pros are on a schedule? And every NA team, as far as I'm aware, starts at 11:30 or 12 PST. Being expected to perform at your best 2 hours before you typically are focused and ready to play is going to make people upset. And it's like, I don't know.
I feel like this is probably because these are younger kids that have never had like a real job. They have to show up like a 9-to-5 and you have to do a lot of like grunt work and actually like use your hands to do manual labor. So these guys are just used to getting up and playing video games, but, and they don't want to get up till noon.
Because here's, I will half support it in the sense that like as athletes, right, you do, there is definitely a difference between playing a football game at noon or playing a football game at 7 p.m., right? Like, college football, however, does have those varying schedules. The same with the NFL. Yeah. Kickoff isn't always at like, oh, our kickoff time is at 4 p.m. every Sunday. Like, the it changes, but that's part of competition. Because if you're waking up at 10 a.m., guess what the other team is also doing?
They're waking up at 8 a.m.
Waking up at 10 a.m. too. Like, you have to... I get that it's not fun.
If you are a true professional, then you will be able to turn on game mode whenever you need to.
Looking for a hit game you might have missed? Maybe something that's easy to get into and worth the time? Well, then we have a great gaming recommendation coming up in just a bit. But first, it seems like an interesting new twist has taken place in the Apple versus Epic Games legal battle over Fortnite. Could you be deciding their...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Beat, that's next on Checkpoint XP.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling with continuous esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is gonna be absolute madness around!
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard, and somebody who's been training to win a planking challenge, Robbie Landis. How long are you able to hold that plank there for, Robbie?
Well, we just started. It's not so much like trying to win something. It's just, you know, I decided, hey, let's try and do this, right? So we started off with the first day planking for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Which, according to Katie, almost killed her.
30 seconds,
30
huh?
seconds. Planking's actually a lot harder than you think it is.
Okay.
But basically, each day, we're going to add 10 seconds onto it and just keep on going for as long as we can.
Robbie is eventually going to leave Checkpoint XP to go box like Mike Tyson or The Rock.
Or he's going to become a professional planker.
This is the start of a super villain. Like, he is training right now to be able to overthrow the world.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Well, keep me in your good graces, evil overlord Robbie Landis. Hey, I support your planking goals.
Keep giving me hosts on Twitch, and we're good.
You got it. The legal battle between Apple and the creators of Fortnite, Epic Games, continues to wage on, it would seem. Robbie, can you kind of remind us again of what's happening? It seems like a new chapter gets added to the story every week.
Oh, it sure does. So to start out with, Epic Games, the developers behind Fortnite, basically put in the mobile version on Apple devices that, hey, if you want to buy our V-Bucks, you can buy them here like you always do, or you can go and get them cheaper somewhere else. And essentially, they're skirting around that 30% that Apple would normally be
Apple
taking.
Doesn't get their cut.
Correct.
It goes straight to Epic.
Apple didn't like that because it's technically against the rules, so they kicked Apple off of their store.
And it was disrespectful more than anything else. They essentially gave him the finger. It was like,
I don't care.
Money.
Look, we're not talking about feelings from either side. We're just talking about the facts here. They kicked them off their platform. So then Epic started this crusade against the evil Apple, right? And from there, Apple threatened to remove all their support from Unreal Engine, which would harm basically the entire game industry. And the judges basically said, look, you can't take away Unreal Engine because it'll hurt other people, but they also don't have to put Fortnite back on the store because you guys did this to yourself. So now we're waiting for the court date to come, which isn't until, I believe, June or July of next year.
Wow.
But Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers says that a jury should actually probably have to decide this. She said, I think personally this case should be tried by a jury. These are important cases, and they're on the frontier of antitrust law. You might as well find out what people really think and what people really want, because Apple had actually came in with their latest filing saying this affects the people in this way, and the people want this, blah, 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 blah. So the judge is like, all right, I guess the people should probably decide it then.
I hate this. I hate this so much it makes my skin crawl. Have you guys ever watched, like, senators testifying Zuckerberg and stuff.
Look, the judge said that she doesn't think a single person should rule on this, which isn't wrong.
Yeah,
but
I
agree
with
that. The problem is that people are going to end up on this jury probably don't know any more
because
about
it's
going to
be a 12
does.
Angry boomers arguing over right. who gets the V-Bucks.
My
you know?
Kid wouldn't shut up since you took Fortnite off the App Store, so you need to just put it back.
But in a like, I'm going to sound like elitist, and I don't even care. I don't trust the general idiots of this country to understand, like, the precedent that they would set or, like, understand even, like, what Fortnite is and the intricacies of it and, like, how it can affect, like, Apple has more money than most countries in the world. And you want to have, like, a whole precedent set by Joan down the street who you have to, you know what I mean, like, convince her cell phone isn't tracking
okay,
COVID
but,
for real.
But to be fair, Joan's son works in computers, so she knows a thing or two.
I restart my internet. Like, it's just, it's... I hate this, and I hate Apple, I hate Epic.
Oh, it's, look, it is going to be a show of absolute epic failing proportions, and there's a little part in me, as much of a nightmare as this is going to create, is also kind of looking forward to seeing what the fallout looks like.
It's going to be a wild ride. I'm interested to see how it all plays out in the courts.
Can't be bothered to play new games as they come out.
I've been hearing about this Skyrim thing. Is that worth buying?
For gamers behind the times, it's the Patient Gamer.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Each week, Weird Beard and Robbie bring us a new game to check out that we might have missed, due to lack of time or whatever. But what have we got this week, Robbie?
This week, we're going to check out Far Cry New Dawn.
It was just the beginning. Surviving? Nah. We were better than that. This new world had a lot to give, and we took it all. That's how we came out on top. That's how we got here. That's how we found you. Listen here, rabbits.
So Far Cry New Dawn takes place 17 years after the events of Far Cry 5, which saw the world end in a huge nuclear event.
Ooh, spoiler alert.
Yeah, now with everyone finally emerging from underground, they attempt to rebuild a new life, but a group known as the Highwaymen have taken control and are killing anyone and everyone to take what they want. You have to help the citizens of Prosperity survive, build up their community, and fight back. And what's really cool about this, especially if you played Far Cry 5, it's a sequel in sense, right? Because it takes place in the same area, in the same timeline, but you're a different character, and it is technically a little different story. So you see, you know, locations that you're used to, or you see characters that you remember.
So familiar faces,
exactly.
Familiar places.
But you see how they've changed as a result of sort of the nuclear fallout. In fact, the main bad guy from Far Cry 5, you actually have to use as an ally, which, you know, the player themselves might have some reservations about, but because you are actually playing as a different character, they have no reservations about it. So it's just, it's a really interesting and unique take on, like, the idea of what to expect from a sequel.
It's kind of also like, if you, and James, I know you like the Fallout games.
Yeah.
This would kind of tickle the Fallout fans.
I had someone in my chat the other day on Twitch who's like, I'm so used to, like, you know, in Fallout games where, you know, the nuclear war has basically devastated things, so it's a wasteland, mm-hmm. to see everything so colorful, because the idea here is that, you know, once humans are sort of out of the picture, and especially with, I guess, like the boost from, like, the nuclear fallout, the energy or whatnot, that nature was actually able to flourish and grow. So there are some areas that are still sort of wasteland, but then you also see, like, really lush, you know, green forests and stuff, and, you know, just, like, there's monstrous enemies you can run into that have actually been, like, transformed that you do not want to mess with. But it is. It's an interesting new take on the genre that, honestly, I recommend to just about anyone. 10 hours to beat the main story, 30 hours total if you want to do, like, a completionist-type run, and again, you know, it's a first-person shooter role-playing game.
And
you
James,
have perks and skills
you would
upgrade.
Love the writing on it.
But, so my question about this this, so if it's similar to kind of like the Fallout, do you have to like worry about repairing your weapons as much as
no, you do not have to worry about
weird.
No.
Okay.
It's actually, honestly, it's a lot more streamlined than what Fallout
is. So you don't have to like cook a meal and like drink water.
Correct.
Repair your guns.
And most of like the secret sort of places you don't have to worry about stumbling upon. There are usually mm-hmm. NPCs that you will come across that'll kind of key you in, like, hey, I heard this rumor about this place over here. Then it marks it on your map. So honestly, it's a little bit more user friendly than what the Bethesda Fallout games are, and a lot more polished. Not as many bugs by a mile.
Good. Because that was one of the main things I hated about Fallout is how glitchy it is. Things wouldn't work. You'd complete a quest, and then, oh, sorry, we got disconnected
now,
from the server.
As a result, though, it also doesn't have as many choices as Fallout as what Fallout does. So mm-hmm. there is just sort of one linear path of the story.
Okay.
But that's available on PlayStation, Xbox, PC, and $40. But if you wait long enough, especially for something like Steam, usually something will pop up there on sale.
And make sure to grab it now so that you can be. It's not a sequel to the new Far Cry 6 that's coming out, but you want to get in the Far Cry mood. Pick this one up, and then you can get the brand new one set in Cuba later this year.
Get y'all revved up for Far Cry number 6. Well, there's your patient gamer recommendation, Far Cry, New Dawn. Go check it out. Coming up, we asked on social media, at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, you have to exclusively stream the last game you played for the rest of your life. Can you do it? We'll talk about your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. Overwatch League is drawing towards its exciting finale this year. In a year marred by COVID-19, the best teams in the world will be making their way to South Korea for the finals. Teams that qualify will need to quarantine for 2 weeks before being allowed to compete at the beginning of October. The LCS Summer Split has drawn to a close, and with teams now qualified, we are officially on the road to Worlds. This year's event will be taking place in a bubble in Shanghai, as teams from all over the world will remain in quarantine throughout the month of October. Vietnam has elected not to participate. ESL Season 12 has officially kicked off in Counter-Strike Global Offensive. All matches this season will be played online due to ongoing concerns with, you guessed it, COVID-19. Qualifiers for the RLCS X Fall Major will be going on throughout the month of September. No word yet on when the Fall Major itself will take place. The November 6th Siege Major has been replaced by a regional competition that will be held online. North American competition starts November 13th. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The latest in the world of esports, check out our website at checkpointxp.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I'm James Campbell. With me is Robbie Landis. And when he's not helping Robbie improve his kill-death score on Apex Legends, he's keeping you informed on all the latest in gamer and streamer drama with The Breakdown. It's Weird Beard.
The story that I talk about, or at least the craziest story I talk about this week, Cloud9 have re-entered the Halo competitive scene.
Okay.
Which, it feels like 2002 now that people are announcing competitive
Halo teams
again.
Yeah.
But C9 are back in the fold, and they have a pretty stellar roster. They have Stellar, Penguin, Echo, Renegade, and Hoaxer. So I don't know. Like, I'm interested to see if A, Ninja goes back to playing competitive Halo, and B, whether or not it actually means anything in another year or not.
Awesome. Well, we can find those posted over at checkpointxp.com. Check it out to get up to date on all the latest and juiciest gaming and streamer drama. Now, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, if you had to exclusively stream the last game you played for the rest of your life, could you do it? We're going to talk to you about your answers in just a moment, but first, we're going to discuss our answers.
All right, well, who wants to go first?
I mean, the last game that I played was with Robbie Landis playing Apex Legends. I couldn't stream it for the rest of my life, but I could play a good amount of it. Like, it's a it meets me in the middle of like playing a Warzone, you know what I mean, which is very kind of realistic and whatnot, and a Fortnite, which is super cartoony. It has a nice little midway point. I'm not bad at it.
You're decent enough too that if you had to play it for the rest of your life and you kind of got in with some of the other Apex streamers, then you could kind of cross pollinate, and it would probably work out for you a little bit.
Not to mention, if they continue doing what they're doing and building out, like, this story mode of it, last season they added a bunch of, like, PvE missions, like, where you get nighttime stuff.
That's player versus enemy or environment instead of player versus player.
Thank you. So, I was curious what that was.
You're welcome.
They were kind of cool.
I saw the look in my eyes of, what does that mean?
I hope that they build on it in the future, and if they do, there could be a future for it.
For me, it actually would have been Apex Legends, but when we were having our meeting earlier today, I logged on to WoW, World of Warcraft, for a little bit. So
that's why you were very absent during the meeting.
It would be World of Warcraft, and that easily. I'd easily be able to stream that for the rest of my life. You know, massive multiplayer online game is constantly updating month after month, year over year. I would never get bored and never have to worry about, playing the same game over and over and over and over and over again.
So, I think, except when your stuff gets pushed back and delayed, then you have to just... You're playing it all the rest of your life anyways. You might as well just wait.
Yeah. What about you, James?
Well, the last game I played was Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time. I don't know that I could stream that the rest of my life. I think I could stream it for a little bit and have a good time.
Could you become a speedrunner of it if you had to do it forever?
Maybe the first couple levels, but... So far right now, some of these jumps and things are like incredibly crazy and incredibly difficult to try to maneuver in the game. And I can see myself breaking a lot of controllers when I have to redo those jumps so many times.
Oh, imagine having like a little counter down on your Twitch stream at the bottom of like broken controllers.
It would be way too high. A lot of money. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We're just talking about our social media question we put out for this week is, if you had to exclusively stream the last game you played for the rest of your life, could you do it? All we just shared our answers, and now we're going to talk about what you responded with.
All right, Malkyria says, League of Legends with friends? Absolutely. And, you know, I think that any competitive game, probably you'd be able to do, right? Because I mean, you're playing the same game over and over anyway. And
you'll get better at it eventually.
Of course. Yeah. And yes, we will let you play it with your friends. We're not going to say you have to play it all by yourself.
If you had to play any game by yourself without any friends, I don't know that I'd be able to play any single game.
I don't think I'd be able to do League of Legends. I've noticed recently, even just through something like Overwatch, that games that have long matches, a lot of the times you know pretty quickly whether or not you're going to win the match or not, right? And then you still have to finish playing the game, you know, another 10, 15, 20 minutes. And that's just so soul crushing to me.
Because you know you got 10 minutes of just losing.
Yeah, of just losing. And there's nothing I can do to turn it around.
And then you're trying to go back in your mind, like, what did I do to blow this match so badly?
It's not even always you, though. In a team-based game, it's always somebody else.
Or you're like, what did that other player do? What did Weird Beard do in this match?
He didn't res me when he should have. You're on Lifeline. If you just press one button, you don't even have to do anything. It reses me for you.
See, this is what you don't see on stream on Twitch.
Oh, no, you see that on stream, too. Enyo says, Crusader Kings 3. They say, I'm feeling pretty good about it. Lots of downloadable content in the future. Easy to get lost in. And I'll be good for quite a few years. But any game is going to get old eventually.
I think that's the difference between like something James said, like Crash Bandicoot, and a game that has DLC and new stuff added. Mm-hmm. It extends the shelf life of being able to like play it without, you know, wanting to jump off a cliff. Crash is like, here you go. We may give you a couple of bug fixes, but it's not like they're going to constantly be adding new levels.
New enemies, that kind of stuff.
It's the same thing. With something that changes, you're set.
Josh says, right now it would have to be Path of Exile. I've been playing it since 2012's closed beta, and I still play it every single year for at least a few months at a time.
Wow, that seems like he's getting a lot of gameplay out of that. What is Path of Exile like?
Isn't that like a Diablo-esque sort of top-down isometric game?
Yeah, and the other thing that goes along
it's like a little bit of a dungeon crawling
sort of game. I can see you playing that for a while.
It's a looting one, right, where it's like Diablo in the sense that you can go through the same levels over and over and over again just to find better gear.
Sounds like a long grinding game.
It's literally made by grinding gear games, so yes.
Ding, 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 nailed it.
Michael says, last game I played, World of Warcraft. Streaming exclusively? Sure, why not? Do I get paid? I mean, if you're streaming it exclusively, yes, we're going to assume you're getting paid for it. I can't guarantee it's ninja levels of being paid, but you're making some money, sure.
Yeah, you might get Robbie's sub.
Mm-hmm. let's see. Ivan here says Horizon Zero Dawn. Imagine that in 4K 120 hertz. Now, see, I love Horizon, right? I don't know that I could make a career streaming it over and over and over again. That would be pretty rough. I mean, eventually you'd start doing stuff like, all right, you know, bow only runs, or, you know, no leveling up, no perk runs. But eventually it's going to get old.
I think
fast.
It would have, like, any game that is story driven, like Horizon Zero Dawn is, I think would be terrible once you hear.
It depends, because something like a Fallout 4 or even a Fallout 3, where there's different sort of paths you can do, mm-hmm. or even mods you could look at. It is doable.
Is Horizon Zero Dawn like that?
Probably not.
So no.
All right, well, what about Hazy here says Legend of Zelda Wind Waker. He says, yes, please.
Wind Waker? That's the GameCube one?
Yes. Could you play Wind Waker exclusively on stream for the rest of your life?
I am a Legend of Zelda simp, and I would say no. I could not play Wind Waker over and over
again. Is there a Zelda game you think you could play over and over again?
No.
What about even like for like a Link from the Past that let you use like the random dungeon generator?
The randomizers are cool, but I mean, that's just like, I don't know. Like, how much do you really want to sink into like those games? You just memorize them. Eventually, it's whatever.
Mm-hmm. Sean says, nope, it was Blade and Soul, and I can't do that type of commitment. Now, see, Blade and Soul is actually an MMO as well, so that's even technically something that will keep giving you content over and over and over again. But apparently that is not enough for Sean. We also have Ravmall here that says Final Fantasy 14. At its current point, I would say you could never run out of content as it is. I've actually been tempted to stream again with the new Hildebrand story quest and using dumb voices, because I did that once and I got a kick out of it at least. So an MMO is a pretty easy, I think, go-to for a lot of people.
But would you want to live in that world? I know you have like mixed feelings on Final Fantasy 14.
I do not have mixed feelings on Final Fantasy 14. I think it's a terrible game that gave me my career, but I am never going to play it again.
Cool.
So long as I live.
Perfect.
At least you know you're done with it.
Yeah. Last one we have here, Donald. I have never heard of this one. Gems of War. Donald says, no, I could not play it exclusively. They have the worst devs ever.
Oh, it's like a Bejeweled game.
Oh, man, like a Candy Crush almost?
It's a match three.
That's it's like a mom and dad like cell phone game.
Yeah.
Mom and dad cell phone game. Mom, get off Gems of War.
Mom, quit playing Gems of War.
I think I'm there with you, Donald. I don't think anyone would be able to stream that exclusively.
No mom and pop cell phone games for Robbie there. All right, if you enjoyed these responses, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media over at Checkpoint XP. You can call in and leave us your answer for next week's question, which is, what's the scariest game or game moment you've ever played? A little October Spooktober festiveness. So that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for listening to us on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. A big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping us put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at CheckpointXP. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.